Backwoods Long TV.
Oh, yeah.
I had to dig in the crate on this shit. Y'all already know what it is.
DopeBoysMusic.com.
I'm at the crib with his wife.
What else?
And I'm fresh from the fitted to the Nike.
What else?
Niggas hating and they mad, I'm on ice.
So
niggas ass, and I ain't even with the bike.
Nah.
Big money shit, let me talk spice.
Come on.
Big money shit, let me talk spice.
Come on.
Big money shit, let me talk spice. Next shit, fresh
what?
Shit, let me talk spice.
Montana on that. My boy Khali went off on that opening. I love that shit. Shout out to him for donating that to the show. Y'all already know. Y'all tuned in. Y'all locked in. We do this every Thursday. Home of the independent artists. Home of the independent black business owners. Shout out to my boy Flock Geyser. Shout out to my boy Kush Money. You already know. OG Savage. Shout out to my boy Haiti the Greek. He locked in tonight. Make sure y'all tap into that. Shout out to my co-host, Chuck, last week. Came out and showed his ass. That's what I need. We love energy like that. But, you know, a very special moment. I had a little situation happen earlier. You know, a few health issues. I'm not in the best health, but I'm still here rocking, which I love the independent artists. I love what I do. You know, God blesses me every day to give me a chance to walk and continue to do what I'm doing. So, you know, blessings to that. You know, I did go through a situation. I'm a little better. I'm still on the recoup side. But we in here. Y'all already know this is what I do. Y'all already know what the fucking vibe is. I'm about to bring my co-host back from last week. Y'all already know who the fuck he is. I'm going to let him introduce himself once again for the people that's just tapping in. Call us, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
What's going on, man? You know, it's Chuck E, and I'm back again. I had fun last week, and I asked me to come back. I had to just be like, hell yeah, I'll come back. That shit felt like the great energy, the positive energy. It felt like another home. But I want to say this for everybody listening. I want to get this off my chest real quick. I wasn't going to say nothing. But since, you know what I'm saying, he addressed it, said he had some health issues today, whatever. whatever. We don't got to get into details. But the fact that he still gathered up the strength to come in and do this show today, I think you need some form of pat on the back, brother. Somebody
got to give
you a pat on the back for that. You know what I'm saying? Like that takes energy. You could have been like, ah, da, da. And it would have been a great, not even an excuse, it would have been a great reason to just be like, nah, I can't do it today. But you still found the strength. So, yeah, even though you feel weak right now, you're strong than a motherfucker. I just want to let you know that.
Yes, sir. Respect, brother, man. You know, like, honestly, this is what I do it for, bro. I don't care. I'm going to beat my body down to the last bit of energy. This is what I believe in. This is what I'm trying to do for the people. And this is what I'm going to continue to do, whether hell, or bad, even worse. You know what I mean? So shout out to my boy Chuck E back in the building. We about to lock it in. Yo, I got some guests from all over. I did the Plainfield takeover last week. I got some people in the building. And, you know, I had such a good response from last week with Chuck E hosting the show from Backwoods TV as far as For the Record Radio, and not to mention just the viewers in general, like nothing but positive feedback. So we got some people in here. And Chuck, yo, a lot of people added me and came to my Facebook because of you, because they heard the show. So big shout out to Chuck. Like, this is what we do here. We bring more talent.
Hey,
we about helping everybody.
I told you the other day, man, it might seem like I'm not taking no credit for that, dog. Like, I think this was a great energy show. It could have been from the guest that was on the show. I'm not taking the credit for that. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, man, we give credit where credit due, though, brother, man. Like I said, a lot of people was mutual friends, and they had interest in different types of music that I wanted to, you know, bring to the show tonight. So that's where we at with it. And y'all already know the fucking vibes. Callers, do not hang up. We got a show locked in for you. I'm going to actually give y'all a chance to tap in with the guests. We're going to kind of run through the interviews a little bit more, get the guests a chance to interact with the, you know, with the audience as well as interact with the co-hosts and the hosts. So, Chuck, bro, I got a show for you, bro. I'm one of the people you know personally, but I brought some other people out that's hungry. And I got Rick returning from last week because he did such a great job, and I didn't get the chance to tap in with him the way I want to. We got him back again. He brung the fan. So y'all already know the vibes.
Yeah. I ain't forget the question. I want to ask the kids one question. I ain't forget the question I wanted to ask the kids.
We still in there, bro.
Yeah, I ain't forget.
We still in there. Yeah, Rick, if you're listening, he still got the question for your kids. So it's coming. But
yeah,
shout out to Rick last week. Bring his fan.
Whoever listening, if you wasn't in tune last week, I got a question for this good brother Rick. He got a lovely wife and children. They got a lovely family. You know what I'm saying? Great example for each and every one of us. But I got one question for Rick's children later on. So stick around for the show. I got one question for Rick's children. One. That's it.
All right. So this was about to jump off. We're going to go ahead and jump into our first show. I got five guests tonight, so we're going to run through the interviews as much as possible, fast as possible, but we also ain't going to cut the artists off. We're going to try and get as many as we can, and we also going to try and interact with the audience because I got to let the callers call in and chop it up with Chuck because a lot of people gave you a good review last week, so I had some people tap in this show with you. Flock guys are being one. He gonna tap in before the night over. I gotta have my guy tap in. But we gonna jump into the first guest, yo. These young brothers is hungry as hell, yo. No cap. They hit me up. They say, yo, we like what you doing. We see what you doing. Tap in with it. Yo, they flooded my inbox with mad music. They sent me so much music. They say, yo, pick. So, yo, with that said, yo, I'm going to bring my first guest to the show this week. Caller, state your name, what you doing, where you from. Caller, you live. State your name, where you from, and what you do.
Yo, this, yeah. I'm from Chicago. I'm an artist.
Chi-Town in the building.
You can hear me fine.
Yes, sir. I hear you, brother, man. What up, though? Shot-town in the building.
What up, my boy? It's me and my brother. We do an artist. We make music. So he at work right now, so really, I just have to tap in by myself.
That's all right. You represent both of y'all. That's cool. That's no problem. You holding it down for your brother while he holding it down for himself. Keep the work. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yo, before I let Chuck go ahead and jump into this, I'm going to explain to you, this is your first time on the show. I'm going to explain to you how we do stuff on Backwoods TV. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. I'm going to give you a chance to shout your social media out before we even start your interview. I'm going to ask you a couple questions between me and Chuck. I'm going to give you a chance to shout your social media out one more time for the people. And we're going to drop a bomb on them. We're going to let them hear what you came to the show with. So that sound good for you?
Definitely.
All right, so I'm going to give the floor to my man, Chuck. Yo, Chuck, they from Chicago, bro. They a brother group. You already know. You got the floor, brother.
Hey, what's going on? Self-made gang. This is one half of the self-made gang. It's two of y'all. It's self-made gang, or it's like a whole. It's like a whole movie.
It's really two of us. We the rappers, but everybody else around us, you feel me, they doing their own thing.
All right. So you know, even though you in the group, it's two of y'all. I want y'all to stick together forever. You gotta have some individuality. What's your stage name and what's your brother's stage name?
I'm Ye Benz. And my brother name is T-Money.
Say that again.
My name Ye Benz. Y-A Benz.
Yeah.
And my brother name is T-Money. Yeah. All right,
your brother name T-Money. Okay, Ye Benz and T-Money. Don't forget that, y'all. Ye Benz and T-Money, self-made gang from Chicago. Don't forget that. All right, so how long you been rapping? You sound like you're a little young. I'm jealous. How long you been rapping?
Man, I'm 16. My brother 17.
See, I knew I heard it.
Yes, sir.
I'm jealous. You 15, he 17. I'm jealous, man.
I'm 16. My brother 17.
Oh, you 16. Your brother 17. Damn. So y'all already better than us. They already better than us, Simi, because they young. They already better than us.
So, man, bro, when I say young boy was hungry, bro, he hit me up and was like, yo, I'm trying to do this show, like, dead ass, like, what I need to do to get. I say, yo, all I need is these three things, yo. I had his shit faster than anybody else's, yo. Like, he bought his shit, Chuck. Like, for a young boy, I've had young boys on the show. I've had my nephew. I've had another 16-year-old. Like, yo, you came to the right show, little bro.
Hey, yo, you ain't got to tell me how hungry he is. That brother is 16 years old. His brother at work, and he calling in from Chicago, trying to
talk
let people
your
know
shit.
Who he is. He calling in from Chicago, trying to let people know who he is. I see how hungry he is. So,
absolutely.
You got any projects out?
Yeah, we got. Can I call you Ye? I can call you Ye. Yeah, that's what my nickname is. Say no more. Yeah, you got three projects out on YouTube. You can search up Self Made Gang, PDP, Gun Pop Up, what else, Tweaking, Gun Pop Up, and we just got a new single that just popped out, and it's called Good Seller. All right, out of all of them, what's your favorite? But we definitely got some more. My favorite is the PVP. That was our first song we ever made in the studio.
Oh, yeah, that's an emotional attachment to your first, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember I tried the motherfucking rap. The first time I went to the studio, I tried to rap, and when I left out the studio, I was like, yeah, you ain't supposed to rap. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So.
me and my brother, we used to do music off the mobile app. The little app is called Audio Mac. I mean, not Audio Mac. It's like a little studio app on your phone. Hold on, give me a few seconds. I can tell you exactly what the name of it is. But we used to be doing it off the phone, connecting the headphones to the phone. we ain't really having no money. We go out to the studio, so we was doing songs off the phone. Then, you feel me?
Yes, sir.
It's just like one day we clicked on with the money. We start getting in our bag. We got off our ass. You feel me? We start hitting the studio, yes. And then we was like, we feel like that's what we need to do. You feel me? And we just kept trying to pursue with our dream.
Shout out to Drake, man. You started from the bottom, and now you here.
Yes, sir. Now, for you, little bro, my questions to you being, I just got two simple questions that I'm going to go and give you a chance to shout your social media out. And we're going to drop a bomb on them. I got one for them tonight. We self-made gang in the building, yo. Make sure y'all tap in. Chicago is in the fucking building. Shout outs to Chicago. Appreciate them coming through, tapping in with our show. But my question for you is, yo, to be such a young artist, where do you see yourself in the next, by the time you're 21, what do you hope to accomplish?
Yeah, I'm really hoping to see if I'm stuck by 21, when I'm 18, I'm really hoping to be up there, get my mama out where she is now, you feel me? Making sure she don't got to work, I'm making sure I'm paying her rent, you feel me? Everybody else around me, they coming to me, asking me, can I get someone, you feel me? Can I be straight? You can help me out, you feel me? I don't want to see, I don't like my people being down, so really, we've been trying to do this to get up, you feel me? It's not even about the fame and the hope, it's just really, we've been trying to get our bucks up, you feel me? Get make sure everybody riding their lux, you feel me? Living a lux life, you feel me?
Absolutely, and yo, like, that's what led to me doing this.
Really, by 21, I see myself, you feel me, still uploading music, just hoping my song doing numbers, you feel me, and making sure everybody around in the lux, living lux.
Yes, sir, and we speaking into existence on this show, so that shit is spoken into existence, and we gonna do anything we can on Backwoods TV and For the Record Radio to get you to get where you want to be. You always got a place here, little bro, whenever you need to, you know, get your music off or you just want to come, you know, shoot the shit and drop some live freestyle. Yo, you and your brother are always welcome on the show. You know, I got some other 16 to 17-year-old artists as well that came on the show, and they hungry like you, and they dope. Like, maybe I could plug you in the loops with them, and y'all could possibly set up and do something and expand beyond where you at, because That's an important thing, you know, as far as, you know, me talking to you, you know, older to younger, you know, I stress to any younger artist, expand, don't limit yourself, expand to where you go. Don't just limit yourself to Chicago. Yeah, you dope in Chicago, but trust me, it's other places that's looking for that music that, you know, that possibly you possess that they looking for. So, you know, that's the first thing I say to you is just, expand, little bro. Like, what you're doing right now, you're in the right direction. Like, the show is based in Charlotte, but I got viewers from Jersey, all over the U.S. We out of the country with it. Like, we had people actually tuning in with us. So, you know, this is a start right here for you, and I'm blessed to be able to be a part of the process to help you get where you got to go and help young brothers. So, you know, that's on behalf of, you know, For the Record. And as my boy Flock Geyser say, that's Flock Geyser approved. So, I mean, stick to that hunger, bro. Like, you got it, little bro. My last question to you would be, and Chuck kind of touched on it already, but I want to hear a little more about it. Like, he actually got on it. I noticed, you know, you're an artist, part of a group, but what do you think as an individual distinguishes you out from you and your brother? And there's no shade or nothing like that. It's just, what do you think separates you from your brother and makes you stand out to where you're at?
I mean, really, it's like, we like the same person, but my brother, he like, you feel me? My brother, he like being alone to himself, you feel me? I like, you feel me? And also, his music, you feel me? We both make legitimate music. We both make good music. It's just we got different flows, you feel me? He like hopping on the beat, like Detroit type beats, you feel me? I like Chicago type beats a lot, you feel me? Like, you basically understand what I'm saying, but besides us, like, the rapping's a little different. We really not nothing different. I mean, he be doing some different stuff, but I don't even be following behind him. I'll be on my own thing, you feel me?
Understood. Yo, like, and that's what we, Chuck, like, this is the first show you got to be a part of with, you know, young artists especially, you know, and you know how we feel about the young artists coming up. We always try and encourage that. This is the first show you've actually done. This is my fourth 16-year-old artist and 17-year-old artist I've had on there. And they got to be some of the hungriest young brothers I've seen in a long time. Like, and it reminds me back to them days when I was trying to get my shit out there and what I went through to get my shit and the opportunities that I didn't get that I'm able to bless the young brothers with. So, you know, it's a blessing, little bro. Like, but I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out where they can tap in with them projects you got going on, how they can tap in with your movement, what you got going on a daily basis. Go ahead and talk to the people, tell them how they can tap in.
Definitely. You can check out my YouTube, Self Made Game Official. You feel me? That's SelfMadeGang Official. You feel me? You can check out my phone. You can check us out on Instagram, SelfMade_GBunny, SelfMade.YayBunnyUs. And then you can check us out on YouTube, and then Blue Row, my name is Yellow Slut.
I definitely dig it. I'm definitely going to follow you, little bro. If there's anything I could do along the lines to help you, you know, my inbox is always open. You know, I believe in helping any sources I have. I could provide you, you know, to try and help out with, you know, you just let me know. Callers, don't hang up. We tapped in. Self-Made Gang. Yo, these is the hungriest young brothers. And we about to get into this last part, my favorite part of the interview. This is where I get to let the people talk their shit. Yo, I got one last question for you. Chuck, you already know what time it is, bro. You know what time it is, Chuck.
I'm trying to see what's going on out here.
Hey, yo, you know what this is right here?
What's up?
M's, gold, yeah.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Go ahead, talk your shit, young brother. Tell the people what that is and talk your shit.
That's Tweakers. Definitely, that's Tweaking. Y'all go check it out. Real shit, that song about shit. How we been, man? Middle school, what we was doing in middle school. Real shit, pain in the
Hey, song. Hey, yo, I want to hear that. I want to hear that because I be tweaking sometimes, too, though. I'm all love, but sometimes I just be tweaking.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I want to hear that.
Y'all heard it. Y'all already heard it. Fly guys, you know what time it is, bro. Go ahead and drop that shit. Y'all already know.
M's, go. Yeah.
Shot town. Backwoods TV.
Middle school, Mindy know we robbing, care for sneakers. 2 years ago, you and your niggas, y'all was in the bleachers. Me and my niggas, we walk up on you, yeah, we had some tweakers. Pull out a big nickel, now this nigga speechless. Y'all was trying to test us, now we finna have to teach you. Every time we see that nigga, we gon' over fucking beat him. If you did some dead niggas, then you gon' meet him. He been talking shit, I can't wait to fucking see him. Bitch, I'm drippin', it's Javinci. I don't want your bitch, she's just trying to get near me. I don't even think that y'all really fucking hear me. A year ago, me and Kato was trying to blick the city. Y'all gon' have to get with me. Every time I pop out, I keep at least a 50. Trying to be a boss, nigga. Sit back, pay attention, play your role, and nigga just listen. I'll pull up to your block with 762s. Better hope your mama don't see you on Fox News. Niggas 12 trying to get the
Blues clues, money made, ain't no time. Some motherfuckers news, tryna get that fucking jag to take around the town. Shorty ran up and got his dumb ass knocked down. I scammed you out your sofa, who the real fucking scammer now? You ain't gon' like when we put that MC Hammer down. All this dog shit didn't come from fucking EDD. Better test you a bag or flip some motherfucking keys. Get into that bag, bitch, I'm feeling like I'm Big Meats. Tell that from Shotta, so you gotta keep it fucking G. Told ass I'm a shotter, so you gotta keep it fucking G.
Middle school, me and D know we robbing, care for sneakers. 2 years ago, you and your niggas, y'all was in the bleachers. Me and my niggas, we walk up on you, yeah, we had some tweakers. Pull out a big nickel, now this nigga speechless. Y'all was tryna test us, now we finna have to teach you. Every time we see that nigga, we gon' over fucking beat him. If you did some dead niggas, then you gon' meet him. He been talking shit, I can't wait to fucking see him. Y'all know what the fuck going on. 30 round, I pop out with that bitch every day on the road. Me and my niggas roll running for the cake. Bitch, don't get up in the way. Dino hit you with the Drake. Run up on his ass, spray him down just like some mace. Jet fuel in the run, smoke a 3-5 to the face. Lil' Bo high in this bitch, Lil' Bro rolling out of space. When I get around goofy niggas, I be feeling out of place. Niggas out here broke as fuck, man, they just be in the way. I'ma up and shoot like 3 times if that boy play. Folks used to shoot them things, he'll shoot you in the face. If you hungry, need to eat, then go and get a plate. Remember days ain't had no rise, me and Burnham had to wait. If he wanna be the game, we gon' use it as bait. Me and Dino played the plug, played them like some 2K. I was taxing out a boat, I was selling 58. If you wanna be my wife, let me send some to your place.
Yeah, you know what the fuck going on. Dirty round, I pop out with that bitch every day. On the road, yeah, my niggas roll, run to that cake. Bitch, don't get up in the way. T-Money hit you with that Drake. Run up and we spray your ass down like some mace. Jet fuel in his run, smoking 3-5 to the face. Hop up out the cut with that big ass Draco. Shot that nigga in his face, now his ass got a halo. Made that bitch cream, but I am not a bagel. Put that trish up in my fagel, now my heart feeling stable. You just dig like mashed potatoes, yeah, my heart cool, I can't go. Yeah, I'm getting to that bag, yeah, I love these pesos. If I get jammed up, buy money paid off. See, the wheels really different, I'ma plug that consistent. Nigga talking crazy, and we gon' live fucking miss. And I like playing different, cause my favorite play is blitzing. Cause my favorite play is blitzing.
30 round, I pop out with that bitch every day on the road. Me and my niggas roll running for the cake. Bitch, don't get up in the way. Dino hit you with the Drake. Run up on his ass, spray him down just like some mace. Jet fuel in the run, smoking 3-5 to the face. Lil' Bo high in this bitch, Lil' Bro rolling out of space. When I get around goofy niggas, I be feeling out of place. Niggas out here broke as fuck, man, they just be in the way.
Yeah, the young boy, young boys, yes sir, bro, you don't even know, this is what we do this shit for, yo, we do this, bro, we fucking do this, Backwoods TV, shout outs to the young boys, 16-year-old, 17-year-old, self-made gang, y'all can tap in and follow them, y'all go and follow them on my page, y'all know the shit, Chuck, they hungry, bro, they hungry.
Fucking starving in Chicago. And Chicago is one of the, I don't think I gotta say this, but I'm just gonna say it anyway. Chicago is one of the motherfucking birthplaces of ridiculous music and comedy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They got their own style of music and comedy. If you don't believe me, all right, well, them niggas produced Kanye West and motherfucking Bernie Mac. That's all I got to say about Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yes, sir. Like, that was a blessing, yo. Them young boys is hungry, yo. They definitely was on their shit, and I'm planning a little takeover at the end of this year, the youngins versus the oldest. I'm going to have an all-star lineup of all the youngins that came on the show, and I'm going to have a also I line up all the older heads that came on the show, and I'm going to bring them back for like a best of best little competition. Throw $100 in the cash app for whoever win that, maybe 200. You know, we're going to do something nice for the people, give back to them. But I'll tap in a little more.
That fun competition right there. I like that with the old heads, with the young heads. And let's make it even more spicier and get the old heads with the young heads before that secretly. And let's get them to make a song together. So then after the competition, we play the old head, young head features.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That's we gonna spice it up. We gonna tap in another show for that one. But yeah,
hey, yo,
Joe,
yeah,
we ain't gonna say too much. Yeah, we ain't gonna say too much. Hey yo, my next guest, Chuck, yo. Like I said, we everywhere this week with it, yo. I see we just went to Chicago with it. My next guest is straight out of motherfucking Houston. This is what I do. We cycle the world when we go grab some of the hardest working. This man has videos out. He has music out. He hit me up. He hungry like, yo, bro, I'm trying to break out into Jersey. You know, I'm from Texas. I said, oh, say that, my nigga. We gonna make that happen. Like, we gonna bring you to the show where you can get that off. So my next guest, I'm gonna let my next guest to the stage. I'm gonna let him tell him about himself. Chuck, you gonna enjoy this one right here. Caller, state your name and where you from and what you do.
Houston, Texas. Jay Remy from H-Town, Houston, Texas, man. You know, we in the building. I rap, I sing, I do it all, bro. You know what I'm saying? Instagram is Jay Remy. ICSJAYREMMY. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go follow me. Facebook is JD Nickerson, NICKERSON. Y'all go follow me, man.
Yes, sir. My guy. Houston is in the fucking building. What up, though?
What up, baby? What's going down, man?
Man, chilling, brother, man. I'm here. We locked in. You already know. Chuck, what's good, though, bro? We got Houston in the building.
Hey, yo, let me tell you a secret right now, because I'm always live in real time. That's how I run my life. I'm live in real time, right? So, you know, when you was talking to me throughout the week and shit, you was like, yeah, you know, I got people from all different, all over the country, whatever, boom, 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 boom. That was regular to me, because, you know, you always doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's how you move. But I'm looking at the flyer, right, when it dropped yesterday or the day before. I'm looking at the flyer and shit. And when I seen him, I said, he's from down south. Because they the only motherfuckers. And I love down south like a motherfucker. But I knew he was from down south because that little grill, that little ice grill he got, they all got that. Bun B, Pimp C, They all got that little flip. They all got that certain type of mug with them that's only them. I knew he was down south. I should have told somebody. God damn, what's going on with you? What's going on with you, player?
What's up, bro? What's going down, man?
Yeah, you in the home of my motherfucking cowboy.
Yes, sir.
How about the boys, Feed Zeke? I'm coming down there this season. I'm definitely coming down there this season. But what's going on with you? How long you been making music, man?
Bro, I've been doing it serious for about 2 years, bro. No bullshit, about 2 years, bro. You know, I was locked up for 8 years, so that's when I really tapped into the music scene. When I was locked up, I started writing. You know what I'm saying? And I got good at it, you feel me?
Yeah, that's usually how shit go in life. You do something and you be like, oh shit, I'm good at this shit. Now if I didn't never hear your music before, and would you say you got your would you say the feel you got is more of a UGK or a Scarface, or is it like just your own new thing?
It's really my own new thing, man, because I sing and I rap. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to be versatile in every category, you feel me? I'm trying to rap about every category, not just you know, the guns or the drugs. I'm trying to rap for the ladies. I'm trying to rap for everything. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you sing and you rap?
Yes, sir. You gonna hear me?
Oh, so you coming like Bun and Beyonce?
Yeah, I'm trying to do it all, huh?
Man, shout out to Houston, man. Shout out to Houston, man. Shout out to Houston.
Yeah, A-Side in the building, man.
Hey, man, y'all produced the greatest performer of our generation.
Yes, sir.
Beyonce is the greatest performer. That girl country.
Yes, sir, she is.
Yeah.
Hot sauce in her bag, huh?
Oh man, go ahead, do your thing, Timmy.
Yo, bro, listen. I've always been a fan of the South, yo. No cap. My favorite song to this day, I still got it on my phone, and I be riding around like we in the early 2000s. My shit is draped up. My shit is your everything. Like, listen, the list goes on.
Yes, sir.
The list goes on. Like, y'all have some good artists, and y'all have a lot of good artists coming out of Houston now. This is my first time actually having a guest from Houston on my show, so shout-outs to Houston once again. Because, like I said, this is a whole new process. Now, out of all your artists, matter of fact, we're going to tap in a little personal. Yo, what's up with the bad weather out there, brother, man?
You mean the rain and all that?
Yeah, man, I've been seeing that shit on the news. I'm down south myself.
Bro, Texas weather crazy, bro. It might snow tomorrow and be hot the next day, man. I don't know what's going on with the weather, man.
My manager actually just came out from, I think he was in Dallas. He was actually in Dallas. And he was like, yo, man, it was fucking hot out there. Like, this is cool air compared to where I was. I was like, shit, nigga, like, really? He like, yeah, man, that Texas weather ain't no fucking joke. You complain about this North Carolina shit. Man, you take a trip down to Texas, that shit gonna wake your ass up. So yeah, that was a little personal question because the weather, I've been seeing that shit on the news down here. And I'm like, damn, they getting fucked up down there. We catching the back end. All right, I can live with that shit. But now on a more serious note, as far as artists in Houston coming out of Houston, y'all had plenty of that. You already know. I still think Lil Flip was a little underrated. A lot of people ain't appreciate him. I fuck with Flip.
Very underrated.
And he's a rap. You know, out of all the artists that you had heard coming up in Houston, what would you say, which one would you say was your biggest influence and why?
Out of Houston, my biggest influence was probably Chameleon now, bro, because he was just different on all levels. He could freestyle for 5 minutes straight. He could write a rap, and he'd go hard. You know what I'm saying? So Chameleon, now that's my boy, man. I fucks with him.
Yes, sir. Another one of the underrated ones. I got to agree with you, yo. He definitely Chameleon there. I don't know where he went, but that nigga was actually acting up when he came out. It took me a little while to get up on him, but after a while, I was listening to what the fuck he was saying, and he actually made a lot of sense. Especially on Ride and Dirty.
Yeah, that Ride, yeah.
That's
one of my favorites, man.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. So, yo, I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out once again to the people. Talk your shit. And I got one more question for you. Callers, do not hang up. We got Houston in the motherfucking building. Tap in.
Yes, sir.
We will be getting to calls.
Yes, sir. Go follow me, y'all, at JRemmy, ICSJAYREMMY. And you can go get my Facebook at JD Nickerson. That's JDNICKERSON, man. Y'all tap in with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Definitely, bro, I fuck with the South, yo. Expect a feature coming from me. It's going to happen. You already know how that go. I'm down South now. We going to work something.
Yes,
Chuck,
sir.
You know me, bro. I love collaborating with everybody, bro. You know the shit.
Nigga, that's why, first of all, you know we go back to school, nigga. And that's why I know you do. I know you do. And you know I do too. It's just a mutual, we just love bested. Listen, yo, ain't nobody never won a championship by themselves. I don't give a fuck what you talking about, nigga. Unless you motherfucker.
Nah, fuck you.
Even if you're doing something individually, even if you're doing something like boxing, nigga, or a boxer won a championship by themselves. No, they didn't. Niggas was in there getting trained, motivated, whatever. They got intricate shit in their life. It was teamwork that got them niggas to win.
Nah, for real.
That is, I fucks with teamwork heavy. I love that shit like a motherfucker. When I got an idea or something, I want to call people. I want motherfuckers to share my energy. I want them to share my love. I want them to motherfucking feel exactly what I'm feeling. Teamwork is the shit.
Nah, for real.
Absolutely. You know, behind, I tell everybody I'm a great artist. You know, I'm getting the hang of this radio stuff. I'm learning as I go. I think I'm pretty good at what I do. But behind me, I got a wonderful woman, wonderful management. I got a great producer to this show. I got people like Chuck E. that believe in what I'm doing, and even the guests that trust me enough to come on here and, you know, drop their music and, you know, do that. Like, it's always a blessing. So just know you appreciate it on this show as well, bro. Like, and you just made history as well, because I've never had nobody from Houston on my show. So, and I've had so many influences from Houston, one being Bun B, like I said, as an early influence to me being the MC myself. So it's definitely a wonderful thing to be able to have you on there. And as always, you can come back on this show. This ain't a one-time shit. We tell people like this. Like I said, I had Chuck E. co-host with me last week for the first time, and the response was so good. Look where his ass is right back at. So you know what I mean? Anything's possible, brother, man. Like, you definitely can come back here and talk your shit and drop your bars and drop them songs. But before we get out of here, brother, man, we got Jersey in the building and everybody tapped in with Houston right now, locked in. Callers, do not hang up. We're going to tap in with y'all. I got some more guests for y'all. Hang in there. Rick, I got you, bro. Don't hang up. We're going to tap in with you. I got a nice little show. My last question for you, brother, man, is, you know what this is right here?
Trey Remy.
Yeah, man. Like, that's that bad weather, huh? That's that Texas weather, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. I gave you a hint earlier what I was going to play. You ain't catch it when I said, yo, how the bad weather down there?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, listen, bro. Anything I do is for a reason. I knew exactly. That's why I was like, let me see if you catch what I'm saying. Because I already heard Bad Weather. I heard this song earlier and the day before yesterday. So I've heard these songs a few times. So, bro, go ahead and talk to the people. Tell them what this shit is and where you coming from and who in the building. Talk your shit and introduce your shit.
All right, y'all, this bad weather, man. I went through it. Like I said, I was in the penitentiary for 8 years. You know what I'm saying? I went through it. My baby mama did some foul-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? And I wrote a song about it. And this shit hot, man. Y'all go, man. Y'all tap in with it. Mixtape drop next month, man. So I hope y'all ready, man.
Yes, sir. Flop, you already know what we do. Throw that bitch in rotation.
Trey Remy. The weather never changed. It always rains inside my head, cracking my brain. Oh, I love this woman. I would die for this woman. Thought I would grow old with this woman, but I can't trust this woman. No, she's lying and she's cheating, telling me, baby, please believe me. When I know you're doing wrong, I feel it in my soul. I gotta let you go. The weather never changed. It always rains inside my head, cracking my brain, oh.
Living without you wouldn't be right. Can't imagine not holding you on cold nights. The thought of it kinda scares me. You the love of my life and I need you here with me. You so dear to me, I can't picture you leaving. And if you leave, please let it be for a reason. You complete in the pieces to my puzzle. I'm trying to pull you back with not enough muscle. It's funny cause I should've known. They say love hurts, but I tried to prove them wrong. She said she here for me and she'll never leave. That's just another lie I shouldn't have believed.
The weather never changed. He always wins.
Buddy, this is Paul Mash of Paul Mash TV, and I got a show, and it's an interview show, and I interview independent artists. And for anybody out there listening to want to be part of it, all you need is a program called Zoom, and send me a link to one of your YouTube music videos, and I can get it done for you. The interview doesn't take very long, usually about 10 or 15 minutes. So if you're interested, contact anybody here at For the Record, and they'll fix you up, and I hope to hear from you soon.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Paulie. Y'all already know what it is. If you're looking for an interview with him, definitely tap in with me. I could plug you in with that. Any artist that's on the show or anybody that's listening that knows an artist that's interested in getting on the show outside of this. We 7 days a week here. I'm only one host. It's six other shows. We body all week. I'm only Thursday. I just get the weekend jumping and then flop. Just throw that bitch in the toilet and get the shit jumping for the whole weekend. So we 7 days with it, if y'all, just in case y'all ain't know, we 7 days in this bitch. But shout out to my co-host, Chucky. Shout out to Houston, Texas. Shout out to the guest show. We've had some amazing fucking guests tonight. Yo, Chuck, what you think about that last song? I was over here vibing. I ain't even gonna cap you.
What I think about that last song is it was dope. But more than the dope, I'm going to do something weird and off track right now that I ain't do before. Well, I guess I ain't have a chance to do shit. It's only my second show. But in the near future, I need you to plug me in with JD. I need to speak to him on a different type of level. I need to speak to you about regular shit. I don't give a fuck if it's about a cartoon you just watched. I got to speak to you because I feel something, and I go off the moment. So I gotta holler at you, player. I got to holler at you.
Yes, sir. Hey, yo. I'm going to change it up, yo. I got two more guests. I got three more guests for y'all. But my next guest, before I even jump into this, hey, yo, my last guest I got for y'all, just stick around and tap in. We definitely about to go OT with this shit, yo. And you already know the model. Spark a blunt, roll one. We in Backwoods TV. Once again, prayers to everybody that threw prayers to me today. I appreciate all y'all love, all y'all support. Much love, Flock. Guys are tapping in with me all day. Chuck E tapping in with me. Much love, yo. This is why I do this shit. But let me go ahead and change it up. And I'm going to go ahead and let my boy Chuck E introduce this next guest in queue. Hey, yo, Chuck, hey, you already know. Talk your shit, bro. All
right, this next guest. I wanted to introduce this next guest personally because I don't get
the time to complain about this nigga, so I'm going to use it as now. It's all great complaints. Don't get it twisted. This is my motherfucking boy. Let me tell you about this nigga. This nigga is a ball of fucking fun. He is himself. He's versatile when it comes to his music. He can rap his ass off, and he can give you some melody shit with some harmonies in a whole different tone. That's neither here nor there. This motherfucker. First of all, he's the only artist out of all the artists to hit me in the morning. Like, this nigga's weird. This nigga is younger than everybody, but he go to sleep like 8:30. I don't know. I think he fight crime at night. I don't know. It's something weird about this nigga's nightlife. It's something weird about this nigga's nightlife. He's the only nigga that hits me in the morning, right? And the thing I like about this nigga the most is he's the only motherfucker that just loves to try me. Like, he want to hit me with jokes. I'm the wrong nigga to hit with jokes. Right? He wants to do this. This is my motherfucking nigga. I need my boy motherfucking Kyrie to get on the motherfucking horn right now and say what's good to the people, my nigga. What's going on with you?
Yo, what's good? What's good? What's good?
What's going on, man? Y'all niggas going to put the E on the back of my shit, too. It's Chuck E.
Yo, Chuck E, all right?
Yeah. I be letting Simi get away with that shit because, you know what I'm saying, he went to school with me, so he used to one thing. You don't know that nigga was Chuck E, motherfucker. Yeah.
What's going on with y'all boys tonight?
Hey, bro, we tapped in, we locked in. We chilling, bro, like, we here, like, I had to let my mans open that one up, like, that one was special. I ain't even know that y'all knew each other on that level. Like I said, something special happens on my show every week, and it don't be scripted, it don't be planned, it don't be none of that type of shit. It's always some shit happening on the show to where this is why, like I said, I don't give a fuck if my body beat me down to 1,000 to where I can't stand up, nigga. My ass in bed with it. We locked in, and this is why we do this shit. Yo, that's a blessing, bro, yo. I've heard a lot of good shit about you, Kyrie. Like, I've tapped into some of your shit, and I definitely got a lot of good words from Chuck. So it's definitely, first and foremost, thank you for coming on the show, and it's an honor to have you on here.
Thanks for having me.
I'm going to say this about Kyrie right here, right? And I don't tell him this shit because I don't feel like it. It'd be regular days and shit, but you know what I'm saying? It's real shit. I'm in the moment. Kyrie, first, he's the only nigga that hit me in the morning. You know what I'm saying? I said that already. But he sends me a lot of shit, and if I fuck with you, if I have an emotional attachment to you and you're doing music or you're doing something, I'm looking for something. It's probably wrong, but fuck it. I don't give a fuck. It works for me. I be looking for something to be like, nah, or for something to be like to make it better, right? He hasn't sent me something in a while. I don't know how long it's been that I'm like, maybe you should do this. But maybe everything been like it's clean. So at this point with him, it's just like, all right, this shit about to be hard. I listen to it. All right, yeah, this hard. All right, I'm going to keep it moving.
I know those. I ain't even gonna cap you. Like I said, I got one of those right now. Like, it's no question. Shout outs to my boy CTK. You already know 700 Block. Like, listen, everything this nigga has sent me has been A1 to the point where I'm like, nigga, do you make bad music? Like,
I can't wait to hear that nigga shit.
Making dope shit, like, all the time. I'm a dope artist myself. I toot my horn off all the time to myself. Like, I don't know how my black ass came up with this, but this shit tough. But this nigga never ceases to amaze me. Like, I literally, yo, like, you ever had, yo, Kyrie, you a, yo, Chuck, let me go ahead and start the question segment off for him, yo, because I'm already in the mold. I think I got a question for him. Yo.
Yeah.
My question for you is like, yo, have you ever collabed with somebody that treated the collaboration like it's completely theirs and they just body that bitch because they already know how you coming, but they treat that shit just like their project? Have you ever worked with any artists like that? And if so, who?
honestly, I want to say no, because like my vibe be so different from them, so it just be like in its own thing. But I probably, nah, fuck that. Nah, I ain't never worked with nobody like that. Nah.
Hey, yo, I'm going to tell you, no cap. As an artist myself, yeah, I'm a host, but I'm an artist first and foremost. Like, when I look for people to collab with and they jump on my shit, I'm looking at it like, are you going to treat that verse like you doing the verse for your project?
Yeah,
are you
yeah.
going to come hard like you would for your project? And basically what I was telling Chuck, and Chuck been hearing me say this shit for about the last month and a half, 2 months straight, like, this nigga just don't make bad music, and that's pretty much where he going with you. I heard a lot about you, bro. Like, I've had conversations throughout the week with Chuck, you know, when I can, and the interview to him was special because he knows you as a person. He's like, yo, when I say I deal with this artist and I fuck with him like I fuck with you from back in the day, like, he is hungry. So I had to bring you here, bro. Like, no cap.
Hey, my bad. I don't want to cut you off. I'm going to clean that up a little bit because what you said was on point. But it's not that I was excited because I deal with him as a person. It's because it's one of them situations where, like, yo, if y'all niggas knew this personality, y'all niggas would flock to it. But niggas don't know him because he go to bed at 7:30.
Yo, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So I had a chance for, like, I'm the outspoken motherfucker, so I'm going to say it. Like, yo, this nigga right here is my motherfucking nigga. This nigga be bugging. This nigga be literally bugging just out of nowhere. He don't know what you're going through. This nigga just say some bullshit to you. He knows he about to lose, too, but he don't give a fuck. He just a ball of fucking fun. That is my motherfucking nigga, yo. Swear to God.
Motherfucking energy, like, and that's, like I said, that's always great, like, in my opinion, like I said, I've known Chuck 20-plus years. I ain't even going to sit here and bullshit the audience. I've known bro 20-plus years. He been, like, from the time I told the nigga I rap till now, it's been like, yo, you need to do this better. Yeah, you dope, but this is what you need to do a little better. Or this album was tough, but I want to hear a little more of it. Yo, literally, I told Chuck, because we just had a conversation, I'm dropping the album real soon, 20 songs on it. Chuck was like, yo, do you really need that many songs? I was like, absolutely. And I told him my reason being, like, yo, when you going through a lot of shit, sometimes you need a whole timetable to tell that shit. And, like, so, you know, he told me, he's like, yeah, that's how Lil Bro is. He hungry, like.
Yeah,
I'm like, well.
No, my bad to cut you off. My first album was like 19 songs, so I'm the same way, bro.
Carlos, do not hang up. We going into overtime. Once you hang up, you cannot call back. Stay tapped in. We still got some more guests for you. You know, just tap in, but do not hang up. We're back to my mans right now. I done took the floor for a second. I'm going to go ahead and let Chuck ask the last two questions, and I got one more question for you.
No doubt.
Chuck, the floor is yours.
I got cans.
Simi, make sure you ask him some real shit, because these two questions I'm about to ask about to be some bullshit to this nigga. Hey, yo.
Why the fuck
you go to bed so early, yo?
Nah, man. It depends, man. You know, I be dolo all the time. I don't really be hanging around nobody. So you know, especially if I'm smoking a lot of weed that day, I'm clocking out early.
Always smoking a lot, hold on. See, this time they're gonna be lying. You gonna say if you smoking a lot of weed that day? You always smoking a lot of weed that day.
I mean, it depends. I mean, that day I could probably run through like 2 A's, 3 A's. The other day probably be like 1 A's.
Yo, on smoking time.
I'm on smoking. Yeah. Man, you never know. I might have one of those days. I'm like, man, fuck that shit. I'm in it. You know.
All right. And the second question I got for you is, we're not gonna say what the fuck it is or whatever like that, but.
Right.
Why the fuck you ain't listen to me? It's hard as hell. But why the fuck you ain't listen to me when I said don't rap at all on that shit? You just had to sneak your little bars in.
Hey, yo, but I had to, because it was just like, you know.
No, you
didn't. I ain't wanted to be like a duet, like me and him both singing, so I had to throw them in there real quick. I had to go back and forth real quick, you know what I'm saying?
My nigga, you got a motherfucking tape for a lot of rapping. You couldn't not rap for one song?
Hey, yo, I was trying to, yo, but that shit was just calling me on that shit. I had to.
They going to
push
shit,
man.
Get over the city.
I ain't got
time for you, man. Hey, yo, I'm going to set my alarm, too, so I can wake up before you hit me in the morning.
I do be up early as shit, though. I do be up early.
Early than a motherfucker.
Early than a motherfucker. Word.
Let me go ahead and take over for me, play. I got
Hey, yo, Chuck, you was a fucking fool, bro. I ain't even gonna cap you. That nigga said, why the fuck you go to sleep so early?
I will speak to 7 different artists throughout my whole day and night. I don't know what order they gonna hit me in, but I know who hit me first.
Hey, yo. That's that. I go to sleep on smoker time and be up early as hell because I done knocked out
early. Early than a motherfucker, bro. I'll be up early. That when it get like 11, 12 o'clock, it be feeling like it's 5 in the afternoon, 6 o'clock.
Yo, dead ass, my nigga. I get up on the weekend. I don't even have to get up for work. I be up by like 7 o'clock outside with a blunt in my hand.
Facts.
Like, yo, who may hit first and send a song to and get yo, on some nigga shit. Like, yo, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't be fucking with Chuck early in the morning because he's a grumpy asshole in the morning back in the day. I don't know how he is now, but I don't fuck with him in the morning.
Hey, yo,
I usually
hey, yo,
hit that.
Hey, yo, listen. Hey, yo, Simi, I'm still a grumpy asshole in the morning. But this nigga, I know he's going to hit me in the morning. So I don't be grumpy for him. It's not like, it ain't like, oh my God, this nigga hit me early. So, no, I'm expecting this nigga to hit me in the morning. You feel me? I'm expecting.
Talking about some music, yo. Me and Chuck be talking music. Well, that's the only person I can really talk.
I know
music.
That's right.
Yeah, like.
Yo,
like,
so what you gonna do? What I'm gonna do? Hey, yo, what I'm gonna do for you, bro? Because I actually like your energy and I like the shit you bring to the table. I'm gonna set it up. I'll be in your inbox real soon over it. Give me a day or two to recover up and completely. I'm going to hit you up, and we're going to definitely set you up for a whole show, give you a whole hour to talk your shit.
Okay. Play I definitely appreciate it,
have Chuck as the co-host, because I know you fuck with him, and we do it like that. But I got one last question for you, brother, before we go ahead and tap out of here.
What's
you
up?
Know what this is?
I'm saying, bye.
That's that. Here we are, Future, and my boy Tyshawn Tyrell. He mixed it down. He recorded it for me. That's my guy. Off a little EP I made this summer called Summer 2021. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it, man. You know what I'm saying? I got King.
Shout out to Tyshawn too. That's my motherfucking
oh,
nigga too.
That's my motherfucking dog.
This your man. This your man. We ain't even about to do him like this. What about this one right here?
Yeah.
That's Grind on featuring my guy Black Myth, CMF. We did
ooh,
that
buddy.
That's off the Family Matters project. That should be dropping soon too. It's like a compilation of CMF and they had me on there. I'm like on like 6 or 7 songs, so yeah, that's coming out soon too.
I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance to do it. I'm going to do it a little different tonight. I'm feeling good. Y'all boosted my spirit back up. Blessings to y'all as well. So I'm going to do it a little different. I'm going to give you a chance to pick the song you want to go ahead and play.
I'm going to go with Grind On.
Hey, yo.
Because, yeah, y'all been talking about a lot of Hungry. The Hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Backwoods TV. Yes, sir. My guy in the building. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. Let's get it. Fly.
Get it, yeah.
Go ahead, throw that bitch in rotation.
Yeah. I'm just trying to grind on. I'm just trying to shine on.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to grind on.
What?
I'm just trying to grind on, yeah. Fucking bitches switching time zone, yeah. Smoking weed till they mind blown, yeah. I ain't never taking time off, yeah. I'm just trying to shine on.
Yo.
I said I'm just trying to grind on.
I'm trying to prove that I'm number one over all you niggas. I never trust a hoe, these bitches fucking all these niggas. I never need a friend, they hit you when they down. And when they up, though, niggas are slow moving like they cutthroat. I never needed them, 11-11, I lost my homie, I'm still grieving them. These dreams, I'm still feeding them, yeah. A lot of demons I was dealing with. Blast from the past, a heartbreak, I'm on some villain shit. Leave the motherfuckers in the past, I'm on some realest shit. Yeah, cause I ain't never have a role model. I'm from the five where niggas drink Remy and bring more bottles. I did it for the love, I thought them bitches was scrubs. Whoa.
I'm just trying to grind on.
I'm just trying to get it, baby.
I'm just trying to shine on.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to grind on.
What?
I'm just trying to grind on, yeah. Fucking bitches switching time zones, yeah. Smoking weed till they mind blown, yeah. I ain't never taking time off, yeah. I'm just trying to shine on.
Just get it, nigga.
I said I'm just trying to grind on, yeah.
Yeah, look, my family matters, motherfucker. We ain't just a bunch of rapping motherfuckers. It's like half of them are brothers. Other half cousin, gotta peep it. It's a bunch of different pieces to the puzzle. We don't sleep and we don't bubble. Hustle just in a nigga, looking like a prize. And your bitch trying to win a nigga. I'ma send some gin and hit her right inside the coop. Bubba Snoop, gin and juice, while she blowing on my flute. I just want the loot, miss me with that other shit. All on, I'm Shamba Bomb, bitches know my government. You hate a nigga, suck a dick. All you hear me screaming, keep thinking hip-hop. I pop out with the demons. Ever hear him call me big bruh, know I earned that. Trust is a lot of niggas, bitch, bruh, I learned that. Plus, they ain't never been on the type of time I'm on, yeah.
I'm just trying to grind on.
I'm just trying to get it, baby.
I'm just trying to shine on.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to grind on.
What?
I'm just trying to grind on. Fucking bitches switching time zones, yeah. Smoking weed till they mind blown, yeah. I ain't never taking time off, yeah. I'm just trying to shine on. I said I'm just trying to grind on, yeah.
Yeah.
Backwoods TV. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. Backwoods TV, home of the independent artists, home of the independent black business owners. Shout out to my boy Flock Geyser behind the 1-2s, my nigga. You already know, keeping them up with the nice music going. Shout out to my boy. Yo, we had some good ass fucking people in the building. Like I said, we uplift here. Just as well as I'm, y'all feel as though I'm uplifting the people, y'all uplifting me. God bless everybody tuned in. God bless my co-host, my producer, the whole For the Record Radio Squad that we made us, family, my wifey. Y'all already know. Vibes, my nigga. So, that shit was tough. That shit was tough. I ain't even gonna cap you. I might have to throw that in my lineup for work. Hey, yo. Chuck, my nigga, that shit was dope, bro. For real, you got that. That was a tough-ass song, yo.
Yeah, that motherfucker off the chain. That's my motherfucking nigga right there.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Yo, we going to get on. We going to change the vibe a little bit. I love families. I'm about families. I'm about promoting black families. Black love in general is a beautiful thing. With that said, my next guest, he tapped in last week. His family is unbelievable. He has an amazing support system behind him. I had to bring him back. Call the state your name, where you from, and what you do.
Y'all know what it is. Rick Curry, baby.
Rui Mars, brother. Where Chuck at, man? Somebody want to talk to my kids, man.
I'm right here, nigga.
Nah, I'm right here, man.
I throw
this thing on mute about 40 times. Y'all cussing. Family over here, they over here talking about shit, fuck, and all this other stuff happening. What's up?
Hey, hey. Nigga, it's after hours. I talk how I want.
Hey, yo.
What
are you, hey, yo.
My
yo,
like, where
he
at? They taking too long. He's at, where he at? What you say, sir? They taking too long? I only got one. I'm telling you. I don't want to say. I only got one question to ask. That's it. I got one question. I got one motherfucking question to ask some kids. I was going to ask your wife, but I'm smart enough to know that that might start some shit. I'm going to ask the kids this question.
They listen to me right here.
And before I ask the kids this question, I want to let everybody know out there that a man, especially a black man that got a wife and his love his kids, and they have tight-knit family, that is inspiration. We looking at the wrong shit. This is what's the real inspiring thing for the night. But let me ask these kids this. Kids, where y'all at, kids?
Say what up.
What up?
All right, what up? I just want to ask you, what is the one thing that you don't like about your daddy?
You said, what's one thing you don't like about daddy? You can say whatever you want to say.
You have donuts.
Yeah.
What's he saying?
I can't have donuts.
He said when he be back,
he can't have donuts.
Because everybody loves donuts.
Now,
I ain't even mad at the young king. So I'm a sucker for a glazed donut myself. I'm with the young kings.
Hey,
you
now,
can't.
You know it's a such thing as being too petty, right? Now you could have took anything from these kids being bad.
You could have took anything
from them kids when they was being bad. Why you take away the donut?
Huh?
You gotta take away the donut. I said once said everybody loves donuts. You gotta take away.
Hey yo. Hey, yo, Rick, I ain't had nothing to do with that question, bro.
It's all good. We appreciate you being on the radio, better talk and let them know, man. It's all dope. It's all good.
Hey, man, we got to keep it kid-friendly right now while we got the babies on the phone, bro. We got to keep it kid-friendly. Like, you got to. But, yo, that was an interesting
good.
Question.
They in their own zone, man. They in their own zone. Nah. It is what it is. They ain't got to change nothing.
Before I ask you two questions, Rick, I also have a kid question for the kids. It's on the spur, but mine is a little different than Chuck's.
What's up?
So, kids, I want to know one thing. What is your favorite thing you can do with your dad that you and your dad do together? What's one of the favorite things y'all do together?
Go to the park.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's out the mouth of a young king. And that's what we love to hear. He said, go to the park with his dad. Shout outs to Rick. I know this man personally. Out to the viewers, the callers. I know this man personally. He's known me since I was a little pup, like 7 years
right,
old,
Michael.
6 years old. See, and yo, ain't nobody on Backwoods ever heard my name firsthand. That's how you know, bro, know me personally. He threw my name in there personally. Yeah, this is big, bro. Like, no cap. Like, he is a wonderful man, a wonderful husband, you know, a good father and a stand-up dude. He's always throwing some shit on Facebook that'll uplift you, make you feel better. You know, I've had days where I wasn't feeling the greatest, and I done seen one of his posts and started laughing like something wrong with him. He's still burnt out from when he was little. Like, yo, he's a humble dude. Like, that's why, and that's what we need, the energy from the young kings to get them involved. Now, Rick, my question to you, brother. To the dispute, we're not going to do this because I'm a parent, too. We're not going to do that. Hold on, before we even get into my two questions, go ahead and shout your social media out on what you got going on with the babies and the fam and where everybody can follow what y'all got going on.
Man, honestly, like I'm here for you, man. My thing, now, I mean, my thing doing this thing, now, I mean, we got something going on. It's the Rick Mars Brothers on YouTube. I ain't even going to worry about the rest of that stuff. That's the only thing I'm worried about is YouTube right now. But like I said, I'm here for you, show support. And I'm just here, man. I'm worried about you right now. It ain't even about me.
I know that's right, bro. I just got one final question for you before we tap out, yo. Yeah, and yo, you with the kids are so fucking so freaking entertaining, and I love watching them. Me and my wife tap in with them. She put me up on the videos, honestly. What inspired you to want to get into that and start recording and doing that with the kids?
Nah, honestly, the main thing is, I mean, I got three handsome young men. My daughter, she was in Georgia at the time when we was putting everything together. So it's me, the three boys, and my 15-year-old, but she doing her own thing. She got a video or two coming with us, three or four, actually. But anyway, you walking around, got a handsome young man, blah, blah, blah. Your kids are handsome, beautiful, well-mannered, yada, yada, yada. We like, thank you, thank you, thank you. Boom. So now we already putting everything together. Like, we always get compliments. That's what's up. And we crack on other people, kids, you know, family stuff we do with our own stuff or whatever. Boom. So we're in the house playing YouTube, watching YouTube, blah, blah, blah. Yo, we can put this together, our own stuff. Y'all doing the same stuff. So that's basically what our thing is about. Like if on our YouTube joint, the description is the kid's name, Omarion. Just know what I mean? Living life as it's a game. I mean, having fun, interacting with each other, the family. Enjoying little competitions, food reviews, games, challenges, pranks, and everything. Nothing expensive. It's budget friendly. We ain't doing nothing crazy. Even when we make it, I mean, I'm going to say when, because we doing that thing. We doing what we supposed to do. And, like, everything, it is what it is, and everything is going down, baby.
Absolutely. Like I said, I see everything, bro.
Like, yeah, for me, it's like the most important time is family time. I never had that as a child. I mean, I got my parents, but they weren't in my life, now I mean? So I'm trying to figure out why it's so damn hard, now I mean? Every day is a challenge for me. I'm learning something every day. But I'm going to keep trying, I'm going to keep pushing, I'm going to keep learning, man. I'm never giving up.
Yes, sir. And that's, you know, to me, the young brothers like me and Chuck, myself, like, you know, that have kids, and, you know, we appreciate that feeling as well. We respect you on that. I commend you on anything you're doing, Rick. I always knew from the time we was younger, you was always going to do something that was going to actually be positive and uplift people. You always was like that when we was younger, so it's no surprise to me now that even in, you know, us as men, you're still doing the same thing. So I commend you, and that's on behalf of all of us at Backwoods TV and the whole Ware family and Logan family, that you know before this semi-sayonara shit and all that. So, you know, we commend you on everything you're doing. My family taps into the show, and they proud of the growth you've made and the man you've become. So keep it up, brother, man. Like, that's all I got to say to you. It's always a blessing to have you on the show. I want to definitely do a segment with the kiddies. I'm going to bring back because I'm planning a few things down the line, you know, for the show. Another one I had in works besides the youngins versus the oldies challenge. I want to bring back some of my favorite young guests that I've had on the show. You know, bring the three little ones back, or the ones that are able to actually communicate back. You know, bring them back under your supervision, and, you know, get them a little interview as well, because I had, you know, my brother-in-law, which is my manager, bring his son on the show. He's a 12-year-old sous chef that follows in the steps of his father.
Oh, that's a beautiful
humble
thing,
man. So, you know, I want to definitely get the kids involved, brother, man. So definitely stay tapped in with me in the shows. I definitely, one of these shows, you'll hear me announce the actual date. I'll post it on Facebook, but the show will probably get it first. So, you know, keep intact with that. Keep being a wonderful man that you being towards them kids, and keep raising them kings and queens that you have. And, you know, shout out to the wifey, too, because that's the other half that hold it down. Shout out to my
wifey
to get my black ass in the bed, because she like, nigga, you sick all day.
Yeah, you
still
better,
up.
Yeah, you got to take hold up. I know this y'all showing, though, but Chuck, I don't hear somebody talking about You know about this? Where's my song at, bro? Where's my family song at, man?
You ain't got no money.
Oh,
you know
bro,
what?
I got to get you tagged in. I got to get you locked in with that.
Yes, we do.
I didn't know that, bro. We definitely going to.
Hey, yo, Simi.
We can get you set up. Yeah.
Simi, play that nigga the Family Matters theme song. You feel what I'm saying? And then,
nah, what we gonna do, Rick? What we gonna do for you, Rick? We gonna get you set up proper. The next show, I want you to email that to me. The next show, I'm gonna throw that in the lineup for you, and I'm gonna get that to you. But as of now,